Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 12th week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline to concur or not concur in amendments from other House to general bills and constitutional amendments, and the deadline for introduction of local and private bills that are not revenue bills have passed. The deadline for final adoption of conference reports on appropriations and revenue bills, and for conference reports on general bills and constitutional amendments to be filed is Monday, March 27th. It is conference weekend. MAS will be at the Capitol all weekend monitoring, working on all bills that may impact county government. Please note, the MAS lobbying team will keep you updated via text or call throughout the weekend if there are any significant changes to any major bills or if we need help with any bills that pose a negative impact to county government. Conferees named to the following measures for bills at conference weekend. House Bill 1111. This measure was originally drafted to address county court jurisdiction for termination of parental rights. Yet when it got to the Senate, this measure was amended with a committee strike-all language that was replacing the first language and created a statewide county court system with unfunded mandates. Now that conference have been invited on this measure, both chambers will assign a conference committee to address this issue. The conferees are as follows. House conferees, Representative Angela Carkingham, Representative Jason White, Representative Thomas Reynolds. Senate conferees, Senator Bryce Wiggins, Senator Nicole Boyd, Senator Jason Barrett. Homestead exemption reimbursement. This act is an appropriation measure for the Mississippi State Department of Revenue, Senate Bill 3022. The homestead exemption reimbursement is being funded at $92 million. This represents a $1.4 million increase from last year's reimbursement for full reimbursement. The conferees are as follows. House conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Scott Bounds, Representative Jason White. Senate conferees, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Walter Michelle, Senator Tyler McCann. Additional use tax revenue for counties, Senate Bill 2692. Section 38 of this bill would increase the 5% use tax diversion to 6% and split half between the Local System Bridge Program and the State Aid Road Construction Program. This 1% increase is estimated to generate another $25 million. House conferees, Representative Trey Lamar, Representative Jody Stevenson, and Representative Steve Massengill. Senate conferees, Senator Josh Harkins, Senator Lydia Chastanaw, Senator Chad McMahon. Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, Senate Bill 3120. This measure makes a fiscal year 2024 appropriation from the State Capital Expense Fund to the Mississippi Department of Transportation. Located in Section 3 of this measure is a line item appropriation for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund to be funded at $100 million. House conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Charles Busby, Representative Tracy Arnold. Senate conferees, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Jennifer Brandy, Senator Dennis DeBar. Rural Fire Truck Funding, House Bill 1605. This measure makes an appropriation for the purpose of defraying the expense for the Mississippi Department of Insurance. Section 13 of this measure will fund the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program and the Supplementary Rural Fire Truck Fund at $6 million. In addition, Section 14 of this measure will fund the Rural Fire Truck Matching Assistance Fund at $2 million. House conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Carl Oliver, Representative Steve Hale. Senate conferees, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Walter Michelle, Senator Bryce Wiggins. Beaver Control Assistance Program, Senate Bill 3013. This measure makes an appropriation for deferring the expense for the State Department of Agriculture and Commerce. Section 4 of this program funds the Beaver Control Assistance Program at $1.1 million. Conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Bill Pocket, Representative Vince Mangold. Senate conferees, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Scott Delano, Senator Benjamin Suber. Corrections. Senate Bill 2495. This measure introduces an effort to expedite the removal of state inmates from county jails as early as practicable. This measure states that MDOC shall pay county jails for housing state offenders out of any available funds. The mandate is as follows, $25 per day per offender for days 1 through 30, $30 per day per offender, days 31 through 60, and $34 per day per offender, day 61 or greater. The conference report has been signed, but recommitted for further conferencing. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.